Alexandria McLaren talks about the new solar panels like she's describing a childhood dream come true. She's been intrigued with solar panels since she did her first ever science project on solar energy as a kindergartner.
I literally have chills about it. Like, I'm so excited.
McLaren is a member of the Green Fee Board, the campus organization that pushed to get the panels installed on the administration building. The Green Fee Board has funds to support projects proposed by students that demonstrate economic solutions to environmental problems. McLaren says that she brought the solar panel idea to a previous student government president.
Students want sustainable energy. We want to move in the right direction.
The power generated by the solar panels go directly to the building. They'll provide around 3-7% of the building's power in the summer. That may not sound like a lot, but the admin building is home to the office of the chancellor, student affairs, academic affairs, university advancement, administrative services, and a number of classrooms. Heather Jesse is an economics student who worked alongside McLaren to complete the project. She says the admin building wasn't the team's first choice.
We originally wanted it on Rasmussen because it was more visibility, for campus. We had them do a walkthrough. They told us that was not going to be optimal for generating the most solar, so we settled here, which turned out to be an even better place, I think.
Jesse is currently working on a monitoring and measuring system that will go online. Students will be able to see how much of the building's power is being generated by the panels and how many kilowatts have been saved. There are no other solar panels currently installed at UAA. ML&P significantly increased the price of electricity last summer. Jesse hopes the solar panels will help even out the extra cost.
As an economics student, I'm super stoked that we're going to be helping to lower the costs of tuition for students, that we're helping offset the increase in ML&P.
It costs around $1,000 per panel to have them installed and wired into the electric grid. McLaren and Jesse are optimistic that the Green Fee Board will eventually install more panels, but they are currently working on other sustainable projects. Jesse is in the process of drafting an initiative to install 5 more panels for the spring semester. In Anchorage, I'm Samantha Davenport.